We welcome you once again to our end of the week everyday English quiz, listeners. If you're ready with your pencils and pieces of paper, we are ready with the questions. Question 1.
I'm going to give you a list of non-count nouns, which means they have no plural forms and cannot be counted. But each one of them can be presented in a form which suggests that an attempt is being made to enumerate it by means of a grammatical device. Please give the appropriate device. For example, if I say tea, you will say a cup of tea, singular. Cups of tea, plural. A. Blood. B. Furniture. C. Luggage. D. Soap. E. Information. F. Laughter. The question again. I am going to give you a list of non-count nouns, which means they have no plural forms and cannot be counted. But each of them can be presented in a form which suggests that an attempt is being made to enumerate it by means of a grammatical device. Please give the appropriate device. For example, if I say tea, you will say a cup of tea, singular. Cups of tea, plural. A. Blood. B. Furniture. C. Luggage. D. Soap. E. Information. And F. Laughter.
Question 2.
Listen to each of the following sentences carefully. Indicate your reaction to each of them, bearing in mind its acceptability or otherwise. A. You at least have some basis for arguing from. B. The place is in shambles. C. The place is a shambles. D. I have some idea to express. The question again. Listen to each of the following sentences carefully. Indicate your reaction to each of them, bearing in mind its acceptability or otherwise. A. You at least have some basis for arguing from. B. The place is in shambles. C. The place is a shambles. And D. I have some idea to express.
Question 3.
I'm going to read you a number of sentences. Each one is incomplete because a grammatical item has been left out of it. I would like you to provide the missing grammatical item using one of the following. The articles A, an, the zero, and the unstressed some. I shall indicate the missed out item with a tap like this. For example, if I say, he bought pens and pencils, you will say, he bought some pens and pencils. And, he bought zero article pens and pencils. But if I say, the school is in crisis, you will say, the school is in a crisis. A. This is criterion you alone can defend. B. We need strong basis on which to rest our argument. C. Social phenomenon which will keep recurring and which we should be on the lookout for. The question again. I'm going to read you a number of sentences. Each one is incomplete because a grammatical item has been left out of it. I would like you to provide the missing grammatical item using one of the following. The articles A, an, the zero, and the unstressed sum. I shall indicate the missed out item with a tap like this. For example, if I say he bought pens and pencils, you will say he bought some pens and pencils and he bought zero article pens and pencils. But if I say the school is in crisis, you will say the school is in a crisis. A. This is criterion you alone can defend. B. We need strong basis on which to rest our argument. C. Social phenomenon which will keep recurring and which we should be on the lookout for.
Thank you, Kofi. And now the answers. Question 1.
I am going to give you a list of non-count nouns, which means they have no plural forms and cannot be counted. But each of them can be presented in a form which suggests that an attempt is being made to enumerate it by means of a grammatical device. For example, if I say tea, you will say a cup of tea, singular, or cups of tea, plural. A. Blood.
A speck of blood, singular. Specks of blood, plural. A pool of blood, singular. Pools of blood, plural.
B. Furniture.
A piece of furniture, singular. Pieces of furniture, plural. An item of furniture, singular. Items of furniture, plural.
C. Luggage.
A piece of luggage, singular. Pieces of luggage, plural.
D. Soap.
A cake of soap, singular. Cakes of soap, plural. A tablet of soap, singular. Tablets of soap, plural. A piece of soap, singular. Pieces of soap, plural.
E. Information.
A piece of information, singular. Pieces of information, plural. An item of information, singular. Items of information, plural.
F. Laughter.
A shout of laughter, singular. Shouts of laughter, plural. A gust of laughter, singular. Gusts of laughter, plural. A peal of laughter, singular. Peals of laughter, plural.
Question 2.
Listen to each of the following sentences carefully. Indicate your reaction to each of them, bearing in mind its acceptability or otherwise. A. You at least have some basis for arguing from.
From its pronunciation, the word basis, spelled as B-A-S-I-S, is a singular count noun. As such, the appropriate obligatory indefinite article that should precede it is a, not some. The correct form of the sentence is, you at least have a basis to argue from.
B. The place is in shambles.
The noun shambles is a singular noun in spite of its form. Therefore, it should be used with the indefinite article A and not the zero article. The sentence should be, the place is in a shambles.
C. The place is a shambles.
This is a correct sentence.
Question 3.
I am going to read you a number of sentences. Each one is ungrammatical because a grammatical item has been left out of it. I would like you to provide the missing grammatical item using one of the following: the articles A, an, the zero, and the unstressed some. I shall indicate the missing item with a tap like this. For example, if I say, he bought pens and pencils, you will say, he bought some pens and pencils, and he bought zero article pens and pencils. In other words, he bought pens and pencils. But if I say, the school is in crisis, you will say, the school is in a crisis. A. This is criterion you alone can defend.
This is a criterion you alone can defend.
B. We need strong basis on which to rest our argument.
We need some strong basis on which to rest our argument. Or, we need zero article strong basis on which to rest our argument. That is, we need strong basis on which to rest our argument.
C. Social phenomenon which will keep recurring and which we need to be on the lookout for.
A social phenomenon which will keep recurring and which we need to be on the lookout for.
Thank you both. We thank our listeners for their attention and for being with us. Now, listeners, that's all for now. Have a good weekend. Till next week, goodbye.